This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored by Reb Aaron Aster and Lizchus Elazar ben Bela Felberbaum. The learning of the Dvar Torah is Lizchus Reb Shalom Mordechai Halevi ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva min Hametzar el Hamerchav. This week we will discuss the idea of toiling in Torah. When the Rebbe Marash was bar mitzvah age, he was once called in by his father, the Tzemach Tzedek, to be tested on Masechet Menachos, which he was then learning. After asking a number of questions and being satisfied with the replies, the Tzemach Tzedek pointed to a specific sugya and asked his son if he had toiled to understand it. The Rebbe Maharash, who had a phenomenal mind, answered that he had not toiled at all, for he had understood everything without effort. The Tzemach Tzedek sighed and countered, "But how can one learn without toiling?" Hearing this, the Rebbe Maharash decided to put effort in his learning, and did so to an extreme degree, ensuring that he was indeed working hard. As a result, after a short while, bloodstains began to appear on his forehead. When the Tzemach Tzedek found out, he called the Rebbe Maharash and directed him how to continue his learning. Later, the Rebbe Maharash recalled, "From then on, I will toil in learning with a precise measure of effort, just as one sets a clock." Rebbe Yitzchak said, "If someone will say that he toiled in Torah, but did not find, meaning he was not successful, do not believe him. One who says that he did not work hard, but he was successful, do not believe him either. Believe one who claims to have toiled and found success. Yogaiti umatsasi tamin." Rava said, "Every physical body was created to work. Praised is the one who merited having his work and effort in Torah." Eliyahu HaNavi related, "A Talmud who was not well versed in halacha once asked me, 'I learn Torah and strongly desire and await that Torah come to me, but it does not.' I explained to him that only one who gives up his life for Torah for the honor of Hashem merits this." Once the Alter Rebbe called the Tzemach Tzedek and offered to give him an understanding in Torah as a gift. The Tzemach Tzedek turned down the offer, saying that he wants to acquire Torah through toiling. He later regretted this, for whatever levels of Torah he could have received from the Alter Rebbe, there would always be additional levels of Yegiya. Two businessmen traveled to the city of the Goin, Reb Meshulam Igra, to ask him to act as an arbitrator regarding a money dispute between them. Hearing their complaints, Reb Meshulam asked that they return in a number of days, during which he will look into the matter. The businessmen felt they needed an immediate reply, so they decided to return home and ask the Rav of their city to help them. Hearing their complaint, the Rav stepped into his room, and after a few minutes came out and gave a response that satisfied both businessmen. Greatly impressed, the two related to all the extent of the Rav's knowledge, that within a few minutes he had been able to supply a proper reply to a complicated issue, one that even the great Goyin, Reb Meshulam Igra, had needed a few days for finding a proper solution. Sometime later, the two businessmen found themselves in Reb Meshulam's town and decided to ask him what he would have paskened regarding their past dilemma. Surprisingly, Reb Meshulam's reply was the same as the one their Rav had given, and they told the Goyin of how their Rav supplied this reply after only a few minutes. Amazed, Reb Meshulam said that if there is such a great Goyin alive, he wants to learn Torah from him. Arriving at the Rav's home, Reb Meshulam asked that the Rav tell him whether he had reached the conclusion himself or if someone had helped him. The Rav replied, "When the two men came and presented their problem, I realized that I do not know the answer. So I went into my room and cried and davened to Hashem. I asked that he open my eyes so that I be able to give a correct reply according to Torah. And in this way, a chilul Hashem, that their Rav cannot resolve their issues, will be prevented. I merited to receive clarity from Hashem and was able to immediately find the correct answer." Hearing this, Reb Meshulam responded, "I also know how to daven and cry, yet one needs to reach conclusions in halacha through toiling in Torah." Reb Yekusiel, a salt merchant from Leple, was a great oyved and a chassid of the Alter Rebbe, but had limited understanding in Torah, and specifically in chassidus. Once, one of the young mashpiim stopped in Leple and stayed there for a number of days. Every day he was there, he chazered a maimer of the Mittler Rebbe, and because of his sharp mind and talent in speaking, he left an impression on all those who heard him. However, Rabbi Kusiel did not grasp the maimerim and felt greatly disheartened. Regarding this, he later related, I was 40 years old and had spent 15 years going to the Alter Rebbe and learning with all my vigor. Yet when this younger man chazed the Maimorim, I did not understand. Every Maimor I heard caused me to feel utterly crushed. I had a burning desire to know the Maimorim and understand them. So I asked the younger man to review them for me over and over. But despite his many explanations, my mind remained like a block of wood, closed to it all. For 3 weeks, I kept the younger man from continuing his journey home, and leaving this door to the responsibility of my family, I toiled for days and nights to understand what he taught me, crying
but
many
to no
tears.
Avail.
But it did not help,
the younger man
so
left,
I traveled
and I
to
remained
like a stranded ship.
Upon
at sea.
Arriving in Lubavitch, I noticed that over the previous 9 months that I had not been there, a new atmosphere permeated the city. About 50-60 Jungalait sat daily for many hours, learning Chassidus diligently. On my first Shabbos there, the Mittel Rebbe said a Maimer, and though I understood the Maimer itself, I could not understand the additional explanation of the Rebbe, unlike the Jungalait who were able to understand. This caused me intense pain, and I cried the entire night and fasted throughout the day. When I went into Yechidus with the Rebbe, I told him all that had happened. And the Rebbe told me that there is nothing that stands in the way of one's will, and a strong desire can affect a change in one's capabilities. When I heard that it all depends on my desire, I decided to remain in Lubavitch until I would begin understanding, and sent a message to my family that they continue running the store on their own. I spent about 4 months working intensely, both physically training myself to think about an Inyan for hours at a time, and emotionally reviewing one Inyan tens of times. That Tishrei, I felt like a new creation, as if I had washed out the pot and become a proper recipient for receiving that which I wanted to receive, and so I traveled home. The Rebbe related, when the Mittler Rebbe would say Chassidus, he would wear a kolok, a type of shtreimel with a pointed center. Unlike his father, the Alter Rebbe, he would sit in one place when saying the Maimer and not move about. Yet even so, he would sweat immensely from great concentration, to the point that sweat would drip from the point of his shtreimel. Based on the Zohar, the Alter Rebbe explains that just as the Yidden toiled physically and then went out to receive the Torah, so too we must toil in learning to bring the final Geula. The Rebbe adds that even the laziest person would choose such work over the labor in Mitzrayim. On Shavuos Tofresh Tzadik Vav, the Friedrich Rebbe said that every person must have an in-depth shiur in Gemara Le'iyon, and not suffice with just learning Mishnayos, despite its importance. The Rebbe explained that this connects to Shavuos and Matan Torah, for learning which is done without effort is essentially lacking, as it does not involve the entire person. At the Rebbe's Chasana, the Friedrich Rebbe went around greeting the guests and pouring L'chaim. Approaching the standing area of the Bachrim, he said, "Tmimim, Torah can only succeed through great effort. One who toils will understand the learning more than another who has better qualities than him. You must dedicate yourselves to learning with effort." At Efar Bringen, the Rebbe spoke of the need for every person to become a Talmud Chacham. The Rebbe explained that there is no shortcut to this, and it is only attainable through hard effort. One who thinks of excuses why he is unable to do so is really only fooling himself, and unfortunately he will remain ignorant and Am Haaretz. Although the Arizal had a phenomenal mind and no worldly worries, for his father-in-law supported him, he would toil extensively when learning Torah, even when it was not a deep concept. The Holy Talmud of the Arizal, Reb Chaim Vital, described, "I saw my Rebbe, when involved with Halacha, strengthen himself like a lion, until the point of sweating. I asked him why he puts in so much effort, and he told me that the purpose of learning something in depth is to break the klippas, which are the difficulties that come up regarding the halakhas being learned." The Rebbe noted, "It is obvious that the klippas which the Arizal dealt with were not very strong. Nevertheless, in order to break them, he toiled greatly when learning Torah. From this we can understand the importance for all Yidden who are not on the level of the Arizal to toil in Torah." When the Mezritcher Magid first traveled to the Baal Shem Tov, he was already a great goyin in Torah and advanced in Avodah, and only lacked the new Avodah of Chassidus. Upon entering, Baal Shem Tov asked him the pshat of a part in Eitz Chaim of the Arizal, one of the deepest svarim of the Torah. The Magid explained the meaning, but the Baal Shem Tov said that this is not the full meaning. The Magid looked again and insisted that this is indeed the pshat, and asked that if the Baal Shem Tov thinks otherwise, he should kindly explain it to him. The Baal Shem Tev then began learning the words of the Eitz Chaim with much effort and his slavos, that when he mentioned the names of Malachim, they actually saw those Malachim in the room, and the entire house became illuminated. Upon concluding, the Baal Shem Tev explained that although the Maggid knew the simple meaning of the words, because he did not learn it with all of his capacity, his learning had been lacking. May we all be zeichet to Kabbalas HaTorah, besimcha, ubepnimius.